Okay, it's a little while since I did some midnight rambling, so I think now's as good a time to do it as any. It's 5 to midnight. It's been a Sunday evening. It's been an interesting week, really. I've started to make some progress as far as my engagement figures are concerned. I've been doing call-in shows rather than me talking and playing videos, and that brings the engagement figure up, because it means that people are, I'm inviting people in to call in, and if they do, that puts my engagement figures up, which I'm not all that bothered about. I've just been playing videos for the last 3 months, but it's just a new format to play with, and it's the way Podbean's designed, so it makes sense to do call-ins on Podbean, because that's the way the system's designed. It's designed for panels and call-ins and that sort of thing. So that's what I'm doing. Done quite a few last week. Some interesting conversations. I posted them. I usually post them with the word round table in the title if it's a call-in show of some sort, to distinguish it from the stuff I do on Saturdays. And most of the things that I've been doing on Podbean recently have been call-in shows. I'm still trying to get the wording right in the description to keep the politics to a minimum. And I need to put something in there about swearing to a minimum as well, I think. I just let people know the type of show that I'm running. Swearing's not that big a deal, but I prefer it if there's less rather than more. And some people like to swear. So it's fine up to a point, but when every other word's an F word, it becomes a bit irritating. To me, at least, as a listener, and as the guy who's sitting hosting, I'm not going to tell people to stop swearing once they're there, but it would be a good thing to find the right wording to just keep the swearing to a minimum. And I don't know exactly what that wording's going to be as yet. I'll figure it out, though. Might take a bit of time to work out the best way to do it. I'll sleep on it. That's probably the best way to do it. I'll sleep on it and come up with a version. And the Soup Kitchen are going to help me promote a little bit. They're going to do a post on their Facebook page for me with a link to the podcast. So it's generous of them to do that. They didn't have to do it. I've been talking to people up there about what I'm doing over the last 3 months or so, particularly. I mean, I did used to talk to a couple of people about the radio show, but I've been talking much more about the podcast since I started doing it. And people are interested up there. The volunteers are interested. Not so much the people who use the kitchen, but the volunteers are generally all interested in what I'm doing. And the last couple of conversations were very positive. And a woman up there's passed my details on and asked me to write some stuff down yesterday morning when I was in there having some breakfast and a coffee. So they're going to post something on the web, on the Facebook page, that'll potentially get me some more listeners. So there you go. Things are rolling. I'm making the assumption that the world is supporting me. The world is helping me. And then I just wait for it to happen and talk about the previous thing that was supportive. This is the key. Talk about the last thing that happened that was supportive, or somebody sharing your podcast when you meet somebody who potentially might share your podcast, because it'll prompt them to do it or reinforce the possibility. It's a way of, like, talking it into existence, talking it into manifestation, is talk about the previous one. So if somebody's sharing what you've posted on Facebook, tell people that people are sharing it. And that'll encourage people to to do what you're talking about. That seems to be how it works. I'm not sure exactly if that's how it works, but that seems to be how it works. And it's a good thing if that's how it works, because it's going to be easier to explain now that I've seen it happen two or three times, and I understand the process of that particular process of manifestation a little bit more. So that's pretty much it. That's my ramblings. These are always going to be short ones, so I just wanted to get that off my chest, really. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'll probably do a couple of shows tomorrow, maybe two or three. I'm going to try and do a morning show for me, and then a 5 o'clock show maybe, or a 4:30 show, and see if I can catch some of the American audience a little bit. And the stats are still working. 1-to-1, 1 hour of live show equals one new subscriber. So that's consistent. And as long as I know it's consistent, then I can work with it and build something here.